When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maltarelli.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie.
Okay, so today, Jess, we've got a weird one. I'll just put it out there from the start.
Okay, as weird as throwing trash into volcanoes?
Even weirder. The query we'll tackle today is this. What would happen if you ate your computer? Yes.
That is weird.
Indeed. Would you die? Would you become superhuman? Would nothing happen at all? We break it all down when we come back.
Love Ask Us Anything? Then have we got a show for you. Popsy's hit podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week, may be on hiatus at the moment, but we just can't keep ourselves away from our listeners. Join us for our latest virtual live event on Tuesday, September 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can find links to tickets on our Twitter at weirdest_thing or in the show notes for this episode of Ask Us Anything. We can't wait to share an evening of bizarre facts, trivia games, surprise giveaways, and much more, including a few familiar faces from AUA, of course. Check out The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week's feed wherever you listen to podcasts for more info. But really, what more do you need to know? Get those tickets ASAP. See you soon, weirdos.
So, eating your computer. Not something you think about every day. Credit for this intriguing question goes to PopSci writer Ellen Earhart, who expertly broke it down for us in an article on our website. While it might not be a question you would ever have thought to ask, you'll wish you had at the end of this episode. Before I get too far, I'll start with a few disclaimers. We love disclaimers. First, we do not recommend eating your computer, or any electronic device for that matter. It's likely that no medical professional or even the trendiest of dieters would recommend eating your computer either. But what would happen if you actually ate one? After all, many of the same metals that are present in electronic devices like magnesium and iron are also useful inside the human body. And recycling electronic devices is a huge pain. So couldn't you just eat your used computer or smartphone, save a meal, and check something off your to-do list at the same time? Get those vitamins in?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that no, you could not, but I'm intrigued to hear why.
Yes, that's a good going out on the limb thought there. So hypothetically, if you were to begin your quest to devour your electronic device, the first challenge you'd face is actually swallowing the thing. Ambitious and determined folks have been known to successfully swallow many weirdly shaped devices. Please listen to the episode on our sister podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week, for more on how humans can manipulate their anatomy to swallow bizarrely shaped items. But even the tiniest iPhone would likely be difficult for the average person to successfully get down their gullet.
Yeah, not to mention those giant iPhone 12 Pro Maxes or whatever they're called.
Exactly. Everything just keeps getting larger and larger in the smartphone world. So let's just say swallowing the thing whole is a no-go. Trying to bite a piece off with your teeth would do little for your cause as well and likely damage your molars in the process. The Mohs hardness scale, which ranks a mineral's ability to resist scratching and damage from other minerals on a scale from 1 to 10, gives human tooth enamel about a 5. For reference, diamonds would get a 10, talc a 1, and your fingernail about 2.5.
Okay, so it sounds like our teeth are pretty tough, but the stuff inside a phone is probably also really tough.
Yeah, those minerals put our teeth to shame. Otherwise, our phones would be even more likely to break when we drop them than they already are. Glass ranks somewhere between a 4 and 7, depending on the specific material. Titanium clocks in around 6 or higher, and tungsten measures between 6 and 9. All of this is to say that if you did try to take a bite, it would be 1 point for the electronic device, 0 for your teeth, and you'd probably need to see a dentist stat.
Yeah, ouch. But what if I like smash it up with a hammer or something instead?
Yeah, good question. Good question. If you broke your phone, computer, or tablet down into bite-sized pieces or smaller, you could just send each one down the hatch with a glass of water as you would with a pill. While those bits might go down okay, though, you'd risk scratching the extremely sensitive lining of your upper GI tract, including your esophagus, stomach, and small intestine. You could even tear it, which could result in a lot of blood loss and even worse, perforation of your bowels, which is a life-threatening situation. But let's just say you somehow figured out a way to pulverize the computer into teeny tiny pieces and they made their way into your digestive tract, all without damaging your gut. A real triumph.
Okay, but then what?
Heavy metal poisoning.
Oh, rats. I knew there had to be something.
It doesn't get better. So if you happen to be munching on an old computer monitor, you could ingest up to 8 pounds of lead, according to the Long Island Manufacturing Center, a recycling and e-waste drop-off site. The center says old monitors can also contain mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and beryllium, all of which are not good for your body. Lead poisoning usually occurs slowly over time through chronic exposure building up to high levels, but ingesting all of the lead inside a computer at once would cause acute poisoning. Immediate symptoms would include nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. At high enough levels, lead can cause seizures, brain damage, and death. The only way you'd avoid lead poisoning is if the most toxic bits somehow made their way through your digestive tract without breaking down. Not impossible, but I wouldn't bet on it. In the article on PopSci.com that inspired this episode, Helen Binns, a professor of pediatrics and preventative medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, says it all depends on whether it gets stuck in your intestines, which gives it time to break down. She says, quote unquote, "If you had a fish hook that got stuck in your intestines, that would cause problems. If you swallow a bead or something like that, it just passes through your bowel." So, unless you smashed it into pieces and polished each little piece, it's more likely than not that some shard would get stuck somewhere. And if you are thinking, well, I'll just swallow a newer, less lead-laden computer, think again.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely what I was thinking.
Yes, I mean, same. In full disclosure. Unfortunately, circuit boards can contain tiny amounts of arsenic, which can kill you in high enough quantities. Aluminum is often found in a computer's hard drive as well as the outer casings and is known to mess up normal body processes when you can't flush it out quick enough. It can also cause nerve damage. Then there are the flame retardants meant to keep your phone or computer from easily combusting. While some that are particularly bad for human health have been banned from use, you still don't want to consume the ones we use today. According to the National Institute of Health, some studies have found a connection between various flame retardants and cancer, so voluntarily ingesting them is ill-advised. Perhaps the last big hurdle you would run into would be the battery. If you swallow it whole, which as we discussed earlier is highly unlikely given the size, then your body's saliva could trigger a chemical reaction that could burn the esophagus, causing irreversible damage. That's why parents need to keep lithium quote-unquote button batteries away from young children.
Okay. So the moral of the story is that phones, computers, tablets, they all contain ingredients that should not be consumed. I think it's clear that finding an e-waste recycling facility is the way to go. No computer swallowing for me.
Not so fast, Jess.
Oh?
Thanks to advances in modern medicine, you might actually want to swallow some sort of computer one day.
Oh, tell me more.
Yes. That's because doctors can use swallowable pill-shaped computers to see the inside of your intestines. Devices like the pill cam and the smart pill contain tiny cameras and other monitors. After you swallow them, they take pictures, which are wirelessly transmitted to a computer that sits on your waist. While you might not be all that interested in seeing the inside of your guts, doctors are super curious, especially if you have symptoms like diarrhea, constipation, and stomach pain, and there's no easy explanation for why. By looking at your insides, which are usually impossible to see, doctors can diagnose gastrointestinal diseases and rule out cancer too. But the key thing here is that these medical-grade devices are coded such that they don't get broken down by your digestion.
Oh, okay, cool. I love that.
I know, right? So, technically speaking, you can swallow a computer. But these devices have been carefully tested to ensure that they'll come out on the other side intact and won't do any damage to you. Your smartphone, though, is not worth chewing on.
Ask Us Anything is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps new friends find the show. Ask Us Anything is written, researched, and produced by all of our hosts. Audio production, engineering, and mixing is done by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Grace Wade and Lauren Leffer for keeping our facts straight, Katie Beloff for designing our logo, and Billy Cadden for making our theme music. If you'd like to submit a question to Ask Us Anything, shoot us an email at ask@popsci.com. Thanks for listening.